Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To Morning Footy. It is Mailbag Tuesday, and we asked for all of your MLS questions, and we're going to answer them right now. So,
you got mail?
Got mail. I love this.
I dropped a Susanna-ism.
I love our prop.
When I hosted on Tuesday,
what did
it's
you do?
It's Tuesday Mailbag, y'all.
Y'all. You put a y'all in there? I love a good y'all.
He also called Thursday Baby Friday.
I'm also from, that's become a universal thing. That's one of my proudest achievements on this show, is establishing Baby Friday. All right, we ready for our first question, guys?
This is from
Orlando City Insider. Wants to know, what does Orlando have to do in order to turn the tide in their favor? I'm going to direct this one to Tony Meola.
Big Tone.
What's going on in Orlando?
Yeah, that's a good question. They've clearly, I think, have missed Mauricio Pereira, their old captain, right in the middle of the field, played as the number 10. I think that's one big loss. But when you look at this team, I always look up the spine. Good in goal in Galese. Jansen, who I picked last year for Defender of the Year, he didn't win it, but good performance. Facundo Torres, Maguire. Muriel hasn't worked out as the number 9 just yet. I don't know if that's going to happen or not, but they have a spine that's pretty good. They're just not getting results. They don't look the same team under Oscar Pereira. I wonder how much that contract issue last year hurt him, not signing until after the season. There's so many things. But I think if you're an Orlando fan, you look at it, they have the tools.
Yeah, but last year they were tough to beat. And this year they seem really unorganized. I mean, just what did they got scored on in 17 seconds in their last match against FC Cincinnati? What, 2 losses in a row? And that's just unorganized. That's not preparation. That's not. There's a lot of things that a lot of words that I wouldn't normally categorize Orlando under last season that I am this season. So, yeah, Muriel clearly needs to start scoring. He hasn't scored yet, but there's a lot. You know, you defensively, you need to be a little bit stronger than giving up a goal in 17 seconds.
And all of those adjectives that you use to describe Orlando, you also wouldn't use to describe Oscar Pareja, because he's usually very consistent with his teams. You know what you're going to get. And it's very odd because
we had very high expectations.
We did have very high expectations because the turnover from last year, other than Pereira.
None of us listed them as winning MLS Cup, right?
I don't know. I had them.
They were definitely in the conversation. And I know that a lot of MLS people had them favorites as. Is it definitely winning the East?
There wasn't that much turnaround. The team was really good last season. They were consistent as well. You know you got out of them.
Maguire-Muriel thing in the beginning of the season, right? Yeah. Maguire was on his way to England, and it didn't happen, and you signed Muriel. And again, Oscar Pereira's contract situation. So when you start like that, it's not always easy because you're talking about other things than the things you should be talking about in preseason. And I think that's difficult for teams. But I'll go back to they have pieces to the puzzle. Angulo's a good player. Araujo, Cartagena in the middle of the field. Like, they've got really good
players. Torres was phenomenal last year. Facundo Torres balled last year. And with Maguire leaving in the summer, Muriel really needs to step it up.
Yep.
Like, big time. He's been the most underwhelming star signing of Major League Soccer so far.
I just got word, too, from our producer that you actually picked Orlando City for Supporter Shield.
Yeah.
And Nigel Rio Coker, both.
Uh-huh. Ooh. I had faith. I had faith in Oscar Pareja.
There's still a lot of time.
Yeah.
I mean, and they, to Tony's point, they have the tools. They have the pieces to go on a run. But yeah, it's been pretty underwhelming early on.
I feel like now
season.
Is when we need to, we're no longer saying hey, it's early.
Time to shift gears.
Now it's like, hey, you got to show us who you are.
This is a good stat. What's the lowest the team has been on a table before they went on to win Supporter Shield?
I was going to say Portland.
Seattle.
Remember
Seattle
I asked you, Seattle went last and they won the championship.
But
what's the lowest the team has ever been on the table?
Ooh, I don't know that
before going on to win Supporter Shield? That's a good one.
That's a really, really, really good question. We'll have to do some digging.
Ibis?
Exactly. Ibis. All right, let's get to our second question. This is from Herminio Espis. Sorry if I butchered that. Don't know. But this is a great question. What does MLS need to do in order to retain fans who are tuning in for Messi? Who do I direct this question to? I'm looking directly at Alexis.
Yeah, was this did Don Garber do this from his other phone? Send this from his other phone? Great question. We talked about this before, right? What's the hope? The hope is fans who aren't normally fans of MLS will tune in to see Messi and go, oh, I see something from these other folks that make me want to stay here. I don't know how often that happens, but the one thing I will say is you may not see the benefits of this right away. This is something I think you'll net out in about 3 to 5 years when the younger kids, those kids like what Charlie spoke about, his children going to Gillette and seeing the place full, and you see that gleam in their eye. You see that moment where football has now taken over their lives. Football has implanted themselves in these kids' brains and has become a passion and an obsession. Those moments were, you know, for me, I got a chance to go to the 94 World Cup when I was very young, and I remember just seeing so many people in the stadium. I'm like, wow. All right, it's not just my friends that like the sport. It's a lot of people, and the sport mattered a lot more to me. Hopefully those moments happen from Messi being there, and it seems like it's happening.
You could ride that
Kansas
wave
City.
Of momentum.
I don't know if it's a wave, though. It's something that you're going to see. The fruits will bear in a few years.
Right, but all of that movement that you're talking about, ride it into the World Cup, and the World Cup hopefully will create a sustainable fan base, because at one point Messi's going to be gone. And you got to attract people.
Probably
not
right
just
around that time, actually.
Exactly.
Don't you think a significant part of that, though, is investing on the product, on the pitch? Yeah.
Absolutely. Opening the floodgates, letting the owners invest in the product that they want to.
But you know, a good product.
Yeah, you're right. And the product, they can continue to invest, but there's not another Messi. Right. Like we have this, the unicorn. We have him here. We do. We have him in the league, unless you sign Cristiano Ronaldo, which I don't think is going to happen in our league. And then who's next after that? You've got to wait a while to sign like an Mbappe. I think if Neymar comes back, he might be a guy. But he's a name, I think, that will resonate with some younger players. But it's not Messi.
Mm-hmm.
We have Messi in our league, and he is. There's no one bigger. For me.
Do you think at some point, though, we have to get away from the narrative that we require a big star?
Yeah, when we don't no longer need a big star to do the numbers that we're doing in Messi.
I think the World Cup does that for the overall picture of the sport in our country.
Before Messi, the big moment that maybe made a lot of fans from a very loose marketing, just talking to people, was probably the goal against Algeria. That made soccer fans. That was a casual viewer watching. That was a moment that hooked a lot of people into becoming fans. And I think Messi is the next watershed moment. And hopefully come this World Cup in 2026, there's another watershed moment. Maybe even Copa America.
But there's a detriment to adding more teams, increasing the pool of players
are
below average and not allowing teams to spend as they can.
No. Yeah, I mean, that's a whole other can of worms.
Whole world is your academy.
All right, let's get to our next question from Randy Tejada. Which team that is considered a favorite to win MLS Cup has disappointed the most? We mentioned Orlando. I think that is fair to throw them in there. I'm going to throw another one out there, Tony. The Seattle Sounders.
Yes,
that was my pick.
Yeah, Atlanta United. Still out of the playoff picture with all those big names. They've got a goal scorer, Thiago Almada, a World Cup winner. I'm trying to think who else.
Revs.
Oh, yeah.
Revs.
Not surprised after what I saw at the end of the season last year.
And I agree with you. And the fallout post-Bruce Arena is probably not easy to deal with as an institution. But they signed an MLS Cup winning coach that you felt was going to get this team back on track. He probably didn't envision it going this poorly. It was going to be difficult, no doubt about it. But they're one of the worst teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Portland, Seattle, Nashville.
I don't know if they
were
a favorite.
When you look at the,
St. Louis,
the bottom half of the standings,
just based on the way they started, Philly in
16. I'm raising some eyebrows. Yeah, it's not good.
LAFC in 11th below Austin.
It's,
yeah, there's a lot. I mean, this is the beauty, if you will, the chaos that is MLS, is every season when you start it, you don't know who's going to win. You can tell yourself you know, but you have no idea.
It's absolutely true. Buckle up. Guys, thank you so much for your questions. We really appreciate it.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving non-stop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.